This is Apollo Control. We should be acquiring the spacecraft through Ascension in about 5 seconds and reestablishing voice communications with the crew.
Roger, you're back with us. I'll finish up that TLI plus 90 pad so we can talk a little here if you want.
Go ahead.
Okay, set stars are Sirius and Rigel. Our line is 318-148-358. There'll be no LH. Okay, down at the bottom of the pad we got the P-37 for liftoff plus 9er. GET is 00900. Delta VT 4897. Longitude minus 175. GET of 400K 03349er. Over.
Okay, Bob, Sirius and Rigel, 318-148-358, no LH, 00900-4897, minus 175, 03349er, over.
Okay, Jack, good readback.
Okay, Bob, we had, as usual, up here, a spectacular sunrise, and Gene wants to talk to you.
I got some numbers on Ross P-52 for you, Bob.
Okay, standing by the copy. Go ahead.
Okay, now 71, we're stars 22 and 24. 905 are all balls. Now 93s are all minus. They're 00037, 00007, and 00021. That's minus 37, minus 07, and minus 21, and they were torqued at 150, 140.
Okay, we copy.
Bob, we're over what might be intermediate to low stratus that have a very strong crenulation pattern, pulling out some geological terms here. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it flying.
Roger.
Looks like about a north-south lineation with a very strong crinkling roughly east-west.
Roger, copy that. That's interesting. You know, you're just directly over that South Atlantic area. Your path just kind of kept you going right between the Africa and South America, right dead center all the way. And 17, just for your information, we've searched all the data we can, and we cannot find anything wrong with the spacecraft or the booster at all. Everything's looking real fine, and the only problem in the air is that those master alarms which you have reported, we're not able to tie in anything common yet to any of those things either.
Okay, Bob, we have not had any for quite some time, I think, since the last time we talked to you about them.
Roger, I understand. We'll probably get a good workout on that after TLI and try and track it down a little more.
Okay, but also we have not really been doing much switching since the insertion checklist was complete either.
Roger, I understand. Got you glued to the windows, I guess, huh?
They are interesting, I'll say that. Well, I certainly am, Bob, and again, there's a big, a fairly continuous intermediate cloud deck, I think, and it has patterns comparable to what I've seen on pictures of ice flows.
I don't see.
Our pack ice, I should say. Pictures of pack ice in the Antarctic.
Houston, we've got two questions concerning the master alarms. One, do you get the master alarm on the LEB also? And two, do you get the tone with the master alarm?
We did get the tones. The master alarms were on both panel one and panel three. I can't tell you about the LEB right now. Maybe Ron can.
No, I didn't pay that much attention.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, there was something interesting, and I wanted to get around and tell you. The mission timer down in the LEB, when Ron went down there to get things squared away, was about 15 seconds or so behind all the other clocks.
Roger, we copy that.
Okay, and we reset it, resynced it, and it's been running okay. I don't know whether that's a clue to anything or not, but apparently it happened either during launch or somewhere before we got down there, right after insertion.
Okay, we're going to lose you here in about 9 seconds. You're a go and looking great, and we'll work on it. And if you get another MEV, will you check the LEB for us?
Yes, sir. Sure will do, Bob. We'll see you. What's our next AOS?
Stand by. Carnarvon at 225.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control, Apollo 17 now over the horizon from the Ascension site. We'll be reacquiring in about 25 minutes through Carnarvon. And as you heard, Capcom Robert Overmeyer advising the crew, we've been getting a good look at all the data, and spacecraft launch vehicles look fine. No discernible problems. Gene Cernan did mention one anomaly, and that was the mission timer. One of the numerous clocks aboard the spacecraft, which was running about 15 minutes slow. And Cernan said it appeared that it happened either during the launch phase or shortly before they got down to take a look at it in the lower equipment bay. No explanation for that one at this point. And we show now 1 minute, or 1 hour rather, 11 minutes until ignition for the translunar injection maneuver, the burn with the Saturn third stage that will place Apollo 17 on its trajectory toward the moon. Ignition time still holding at about 3 hours, 12 minutes, 35 seconds ground elapsed time, and that burn will be about 5 minutes, 45 seconds in duration. We don't have the final calculated time from the flight dynamics officer, which will undoubtedly vary somewhat from the pre-mission flight plan time. At 2 hours, 2 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.